back here on Fesco and Dusty. Man, this show's going a lot faster than I thought it was going to go. I'll tell you that much.
It 7:30. Goes fast, man. It's 7:30 already, huh?
On a Friday.
A Friday. Big night tonight, Dusty. Big night tonight. Tongi versus Baser tonight. Going out to the ball game. If you're going to be out there tonight, I'll see you out there. Old Roman Miller, my friend Ralph's son, plays for Baser, but grew up in Tongi. This is a rivalry game, okay? When these two teams get together, you take the gloves off. There's going to be a dust-up in Baser tonight. Can't wait to get to the game.
Yeah, I'm excited for this weekend.
Good football weekend from the college standpoint, too, right?
College football is loaded. I was really hoping there was going to be a game five because that was going to be like right in the middle of everything. You're going to get like Oklahoma, Texas,
game
Oregon, and Ohio State, Royals, and then Colorado and K-State. And I was like, that's a solid Saturday, man.
Yeah, you know,
and it's going to be 80 freaking 9 degrees on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice day. Got to be a beautiful weekend.
Is anybody's pool still open?
I don't think so.
You got to have a heater, though, if you got one this time of year.
At this time of year, yeah. But you know what? I mean, it's still been warm. Like, you probably don't have to turn the heater on. But next week, it's
chilly
at
night. A lot of people forget about how, like, when it gets down to, like, 48, like that water drops.
It does, but it's been refreshing sitting outside at night. And so with Jen going to run the marathon this weekend, I was telling my daughter yesterday, I said, look, I'm going to be honest with you.
You don't have to worry about walking in on anything this weekend.
Right. No, you don't have to worry about catching
something. It's going to be really weird.
Oh, my God, Dad.
I just really love my hand, too.
But I told her this weekend, I said, look, we got a lot going on Saturday. I said, I don't want to be driving you anywhere. We got a lot of football. We got game five to watch. So you can have some friends over for a sleepover. Can I have the whole friend group over? I'm like, sure. 11? Maybe 5.
11? Whoa. Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
11 friends? I don't even have 11. I do actually have 11 friends, but like that, not that could come over.
Yeah, you'd have spend the night.
You gotta make cuts.
Exactly.
That's what I said. Maybe about 5 you can have
that's
over.
That's a good number.
Yeah, you might need to drive to Missouri, bud. Ooh, man. Playing Mules National on Saturday. Great golf weather. Good for you.
Yeah, that course. It is.
Hey, from the 816. I want you to text me Monday. My number is 816-30. I'm kidding. Playa Mules National is a great course. That's my alma mater. Let me know what you do on 18. Because I've only played Mules National twice. And one time on 18.
It's got that dog leg out there, Charlie. If you just hit it to the right and you slice it by the third palm tree.
Yeah,
I see what you're doing out there.
One time I birdied it with my left forepaw and I thought, no.
Hey, here's one for you, and here's one for you. Why don't you go play disc golf, nerd?
I will.
Why don't you go run, with your mesh shirt on and tape your nipples, Bob?
I don't wear a shirt when I run outside, though.
Well, you used to and taped your nips.
Yeah, you have to, otherwise they rub on the shirt and they bleed. Nobody wants a bleeding nipple.
Then don't run.
I tell you what, they're on 18. If you see that third tree out there from the left, it's been there. They wanted to take that out years ago, but the course told them no because it's a good marker. You know, you can get to the hole with one.
It's actually an island green on 18, and the clubhouse gets to watch you fail or succeed, and it's very awesome.
No, that does sound good. That sounds cool.
Oh, yeah. Kiss my ass, Mac. Get effed.
Hey, here's how you get the island. You want to lay up and get right there, and then, you know, you want to put it on the island. Yeah.
I bet Stevie Wonder could make better contact with a golf ball than both of you.
No question. I'm not going to doubt that. No, I'm not going to doubt that at all. Yeah.
No shame.
I won't argue that. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ray Charles will come in second, too. I saw something. Stevie Wonder touring. Did I see a concert announcement for Stevie Wonder?
Done. I don't know how you can say "did I see" and use Stevie Wonder in the same sentence.
Well,
but apparently
you still said "I."
Yeah, I did. Yeah, there are rumors that he can see very well too.
There are those conspiracies.
Yeah, there's a lot of conspiracy theory. But I swear that I saw like a commercial, like one night only, Stevie Wonder. I'm like, really?
In plain sight.
Could see him in Philadelphia tomorrow for $55.
Are you being serious?
Could see him in Baltimore, Atlanta, Detroit, Milwaukee. See when he's coming.
That is eye-opening.
Is he coming to Kansas City?
Yeah, I'm looking right now.
Not a huge
You're
Stevie
looking
Wonder
right
fan.
Now to see if Stevie Wonder's coming to Kansas City.
Not a huge Stevie Wonder guy.
Need to see my way out of this conversation.
Yeah. Hey, back to that 18th hole, you know.
Keep your eye on the prize.
Ponder pool.
I love golf. I might go play today. I got no Royals to look after. Let's get into the cover, too. Play the music. Like you played traffic.
Yeah, just like I played traffic.
That was good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. I'm really good at that.
Thank God I used to produce.
Yeah, thank you, Dusty.
Yeah.
No worries. Had a timer. Sorry.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. Sometimes you got to drop a deuce.
It was a heater.
You know? Oh, God. By the way, timeout. You went to the game last night. You won tickets from the radio station.
I did.
What was on the menu?
For food-wise?
Yeah. Did you eat before and then go?
No, I ate there. Had some pub nachos and a pretzel. Had two margaritas.
Dude, Mac, no wonder you dropped a gut. You had Freddy's after the show. He gave me a look. You got to hear this. So we're driving on Shawnee Mission Parkway, and he's right in front of me, and he hits the left turn signal where Freddy's and Krispy Kreme is, and he looks at me with like this look of like defeat, just going, please don't tell Bob. Like, I'm going to run afterwards, I promise. And then he just lets us know he had pub nachos, a pretzel, and two margaritas last night.
Oh, my God. I had, like,
a
pretzel last
night. You better tape your nipples extra today, dude. Those things are going to bleed.
Actually, we got Chickies and Pete's last night. Great fries out of the ballpark. Mm. My wife had a cheese steak, and then we got some chicken. Mm.
Did she have the grinder's tent?
No, we went to Chickies and Pete's.
Oh,
and,
I'm sorry.
And
thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Eric Berry, Player of the Week. But we got these chicken, they call them boneless wings. I refuse to use that term because they're chicken nuggets. And then we had to have them. Nobody ate them. And so they were there. I'm like, do they have to-go boxes at the stadium?
No, they don't allow. I can tell you a true story. My buddy Jeremy, shout out Jeremy Mack, he actually went and got that big barbecue platter they have there at the game now.
Yeah.
They don't allow to-go boxes.
Oh, come on.
And he split it with his wife. And he was like, can I get a couple to-go boxes? Like, no. So he just went and bought two helmets that they have in the nacho, put them in there, and walked out with it.
Oh, okay. They don't have to-go boxes. Because I felt like bad, like we wasted some of these nuggets. And I'm like, damn, that sucks. But, you know, food, you know, I don't know.
I want to know if Stevie Wonder's going to be playing in Seattle.
Well done. Well done. But the last two nights, like I wanted to go in there and throw down. I couldn't. I was just like nerves, man. Yeah. Like, you know, standing the whole time. You know?
I always eat before. And I also saw like a bunch of Chipotle containers in seats last night because you obviously can bring your own food.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
People don't know that. Yeah. All right, Matt, cover two. Go ahead.
Cover two. All right. This weekend, I'm going to be watching Jaden Daniels taking on the Ravens. I mean, we heard Nate Taylor talk about it.
This matchup.
This is a huge matchup, and I've got a couple of Ravens fans in my life. And even just a few weeks ago, they were already talking about Jaden Daniels, and they're increasingly getting a little nervous about this matchup, not necessarily just because of the loss, because of the comparisons that are going to be made. You know, Lamar, he is the two-time MVP, and here's the guy.
Why do we have to do this, though? Well, this guy's got four games in, and I know it is, but I'm like, why do we do this all the time?
This is it. And they have similar play styles. Is Jaden Daniels the better, new, and improved version of Lamar Jackson? So that's going to be the narrative that I'm watching. And then Drake May making his first start in the season against a top five blitz heavy team in Houston Texans. Brissett's been pressured on 47% of his dropbacks. He was sacked 7 times when he played Houston. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's the perfect time to start our young raw rookie against a blitz heavy defensive head coach in D'Amico Ryans. Can't wait to watch Drake May get absolutely destroyed. And then on Monday hear everyone, oh, Drake May stinks. No, this is a terrible decision by New England, and you should have stuck to your plan. You're a garbage team. Be garbage. Lose games. Get a good draft pick. The plan is working perfectly. Keep doing what you're doing.
Patriots win 35-10.
That's it. Drake May, 5 touchdowns.
From the 816, I think Stevie Wonder is playing in Tallahassee.
Okay.
Jeez.
You know, this is coming straight out of my brain. I just thought of this. You know what room Stevie Wonder never visits in the hospital? ICU. Nailed it! Give me the open mic night! That was awesome.
That's good.
And I don't know if that joke exists. If I stole it, I'm sorry, but I just thought of that.
Yeah, that's good.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll give you that. That's awesome.
Bob's so mad at me right now.
No, I'm not. I'm proud, actually.
Proud dad moment.
Proud
there.
Dad moment. It's really good. Yeah.
That's good.
Great. Do you think he likes to go to eat seafood?
Okay. He just ruined it. My cover two this weekend, as you can clearly see on the camera, if you're following us, download, subscribe. 100 subscribers gets us free lunch. We've yet to get there. Our boss will actually be in here for the round table if you're ready for
that.
No,
don't tell anybody that. They'll turn the show off.
Okay, well, or they'll turn it on.
Because he's got a hot take that everybody in Kansas City has had this morning that he can't wait to get off on the air, yeah.
My cover two this weekend is Colorado at K-State. I'm not here to bash on Emo. I'm not here to bash on your Kansas State Wildcats. You'll hear the game here on 96.5 The Fan. But this is a real test. This is either going to let Deion continue his legacy to be that guy that wants to be the heel or the motivational guy in college football to see if Colorado really is that guy. Shedeur Sanders is playing Heisman Trophy-style football at quarterback. Travis Hunter is also going to be in the Heisman Trophy candidate as well. I think the Heisman Trophy is probably between three names. Travis Hunter can really take a leap. They play at home. It's a 9:15 start in Boulder. Colorado versus K-State. Colorado's 4-point underdogs at home. They come off a bye week where the previous week they were 14-point dogs against UCF. I understand that K-State is a much better football team than UCF, but the fact of the matter that they were 14-point dogs in Vegas and won by 20 points is something to take note. Now K-State, you guys are proud of your team. Go shut them up. I'm looking forward to see how K-State goes up against Colorado on the road in Boulder on a late game on Saturday night. My other cover, too. How about this, fellas? There are six, count them, six home point dogs this week in the NFL.
Well, all right, wow. Before we go, wow, that's a big number. Tell me who they are, and we'll figure out why.
Well, Mac mentioned one of them, right?
Yeah, they stink.
Yeah, right. New England's one. And I know a lot of them are teams that you would probably think, but look, right. There's always room for bets
like
in my
I would
mind.
Imagine the Giants are an underdog this weekend.
They are.
The Cincinnati
Saints.
Bengals.
So the Saints, okay. The Saints are dogs against Tampa Bay. Now, obviously,
well,
Spencer Rattler
Spencer Rattler
right. Starting. Obviously, pound the overs on everything Chris Olave. Receptions, yards, anytime touchdown. Spencer Rattler's going to target him a ton. Another road dog this weekend is New England. They're playing the Houston Texans. Another road dog, Jesse James. Denver Broncos play the Los Angeles Chargers.
Mean home dog.
Yeah, home dog. Sorry, home dog. Denver Broncos are dogs at home. The Raiders are dogs at home against the Steelers. I like the Raiders this week a lot. Carolina Panthers are dogs at home against the Atlanta
Falcons.
Yeah,
the quarterback switch is always, it's like right? Switching head coaches.
Yeah. The Giants are dogs against Cincy, but it's only 3.5 Cincy.
Yeah.
And then the last one is Bob's Jets against the Bills. They're home dogs as well. So six home dogs this weekend.
And I think we missed the Cowboys as well.
And the Cowboys as well. So
home
dogs. Cowboys are home dogs as well.
Who the Cowboys got this
Lions.
Week of the Lions.
Lions.
That's right.
So a lot of interesting football where the Chiefs, you just to sit back, you get to light up a stick, have a little cocktail, sit back and just relax. Your team's 5-0, but there are six teams on at home that are underdogs, which is very intriguing to me, plus Colorado and K-State.
Beginning of this week, I liked the fact that we were on a bye. Now I need a game on Sunday.
I want a nice, relaxing
weekend. Yeah. It's a good weekend to kind of take off, right? My cover two is going to be a little bit different than what you guys have going on because I'm going to start with tonight. Not Tongi Baser, as big a game that's going to be out there in Leavenworth County, but I'm going with the Dodgers and Padres tonight. Game 5. It's the last game of what's been an intriguing, fun series. Like, that's a rivalry series, right? And you know it's going to be rowdy in Los Angeles tonight for Game 5 of that series. A lot on the line, you know? The Dodgers don't win the series. Here we go again, talking about their big failures in the postseason. So there's a lot on the line. And the Padres are a fun team. I really wanted Padres and Royals in the World Series. I thought that would have been an amazing World Series from an aesthetic standpoint, younger teams, fun teams, superstar players, great fan bases. So I'm going to watch that Dodger-Padre game with intrigue tonight because it's the last one of the season for both of those two teams playing against each other. And then I'm going to finish out Saturday with what people are talking about, and that is a Big Ten rivalry for the ages, Ohio State at Oregon. And I mean, when Oregon and Ohio State have gotten together over the last 25 years in conference play, you throw out the record books. This is a rivalry like the Big Ten has never seen before. But it's also number 2 and 3 in the country playing each other, right? So, I mean, that's
going to be uniforms you have to watch. You're going to be in a bad spot. That's your Buckeyes versus these uniforms that are going to get you.
And, you know, like
there.
I said, I've got friends that are Oregon fans. So I have an Oregon t-shirt. I got the Ohio State sweatshirt. I root for Ohio State. Obviously, that's my team because my friend Jim doesn't want it to be my team, so I root for them even more. So Ohio State, Oregon on Saturday, man, the uniforms are going to be epic. It's 2 versus 3. It's a great Big Ten rivalry, and let's go, baby.
Oregon in the all black, Ohio
Have
State.
Have you seen them yet?
Oh,
Have you looked at them? How good
after
are those
you mentioned
things?
Them, yeah, I had to.
Right? That's
so
why
good.
You had to go to Freddy's.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, let loose.
Freddy's chili cheese fries, man. Talk about a sin.
Yeah, next time. Next time I'm hitting those up. So not today, though.
Yeah. How much, I hope not.
How much did you eat yesterday?
A lot.
I mean, the Freddy's.
More than your wife's going to burn off in Chicago.
Yeah, no doubt. Like what you ate yesterday, so you have to run two marathons.
Freddy's double, some nachos, and a pretzel. It's fine, guys. Come on.
Man, I do love a soft pretzel and cheese.
That's great. And I split it with my mother, so I had half.
Oh, that's
half.
Cool.
You split the burger with your mother?
No, not the burger.
Oh, okay.
Did she have anything besides the pretzel at the game?
Pretzel and the nachos, that was it. Margaritas.
Those nachos are so great.
The ones that came in the pizza box, were those the nachos you got?
No.
Somebody in front of us was eating nachos out of a pizza box.
Dude, they were great.
Oh, God, they look good.
If I'm ever depressed, I just go to Casey's and get a taco pizza.
Oh, yeah, you
dude,
like that.
If I'm either depressed
or
I'm...
Did we turn Mac onto that
night?
Oh,
yeah. You changed my world. Yeah.
I'm either depressed or numb on the gum.
With Jen going out of town this weekend, I could order Casey's pizza. We get the taco pizza.
Hey, your daughter can have her five friends over. You can have your two friends over.
That's right. Now you come on over.
Now that we know the neighbor, we don't have to go anywhere else. In the garage. If you know, you know.